Maybe we could start by just asking you to tell us a little bit about the film that you're playing along to tonight.
Yeah, it's a W.S. Hard film. It was made in 1916. It's actually really early for a coherent silent film. And it's a tale about a kind of bad guy who goes good and a good guy who goes bad. And they burned down a house, a church, the whole bit. And it's... It was one of his most popular films, but it's also, as time's gone on, it really does stand the test of time. And we came to it a few years ago, but didn't really get a chance to play it because the print, there's some problems with the print. Was there problems with the rights of the print, wasn't there, or something like that? But we just did do it. This is our second performance. And, yeah.
And so why did you decide, what got you into playing, to accompanying silent music? I mean, what is it about?
Neil Brand.
We kind of need you here, if that's...
Neil, I was just asking, what got you and these guys, well, we know what got you into it, but these guys, how did they get into the silent film accompanist business?
I knew Mike, because Mike is a film academic, as well as a very, very fine guitarist and blues singer. And... Of course, the band they've had together is quite long-standing. It's a mates' band. They've been going for years. And I used to go and see them and hear them in a pub down in the south, near the south coast. And that thing... Indeed, they're still there now. And that thing of hearing a certain kind of music... And obviously, I've always wanted to play that kind of piano. And this is the only chance I ever get to play that sort of piano. But also, you just think, wow, these guys know silent film. They know this music. There's got to be a way in which the two can come together. And then stumbling across movies that just kind of seemed perfect. I first came across Beggars of Life playing in Munich, of all places, and started playing it. And after a while, I just thought, oh, my God, this is a Dutch Brothers picture. And we'd already tried a movie called White Oak, which is a Western, another William S. Hart film, but it just hasn't got the oomph of Hell's Hinges.
It does have a bit with the dog.
It's got a bit with the dog. The dog gets him out of prison.
Yes, that's the main thing. It's got a bit with the dog.
But it's quite a long wait for a dog getting you out of prison, though, unfortunately. But whereas this one just has such a great feel to it. So we've found over the last 10 or so years we've been doing this, I assume we've been doing it that long, at least three films that fit us like a glove. And there may be more, but the great thing is at the moment is to get those out and in front of a public. And I can't tell you what pleasure it is.
It's a great pleasure. I mean, just to cut to Italy, we're in a nice cafe, and that's when we're at the Pordenone Silent Film Festival, and that was when Neil said, I found the perfect film for the Dodge Brothers. It's got trains and murder. Perfect for us.
And cross-dressing.
And of course, the reason that we're talking about this film, we're here in Bowness at the Hippodrome Festival of Silent Cinema. And the stunning, I mean, I don't know if you can, it's hard to describe how beautiful this place is, but does it add anything to the performance being in somewhere like this? Or is it just another cinema?
It's completely different. The point is, for a start, this place has an acoustic all of its own. The main thing here is to turn everything down on stage, because the acoustics are obviously designed, you know, for unamplified sound. So actually, you could probably, at a push, you could do it without... I mean, the PA was lovely tonight. They always do such a good job with it, but it is designed to be played acoustically. The fact that it's the shape that it is means that even the back row of the audience, you're not very far away from. So everyone's quite near. Everyone's quite near to the screen. And the whole thing about playing the music live is that it is nice to be near enough to the instruments that you're actually hearing the whack of the... You know, the strings and the plectrums and the drums and everything. That is just quite a nice experience. But from our point of view, it just feels like it's got history seeping up through the floor. And since what we were trying to do was to sort of at least approximate something that might have happened in the early days of silent film, which was, you know, bands, local bands, pickup bands, playing along to films. And it does help if you're in somewhere where you think, okay, well, this place has got history. It has been around for a long time. I mean, you can feel it. It has got a very particular atmosphere. Also, we've been very lucky because we've been invited to do this, the Silent Film Festival, again, and it's a great crowd. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that we've seen here today that we saw before at previous ones. It's got a very, very, very loyal crowd. And that's always lovely because you know that they're sort of devotees and that they want it to be good. Because that's the other thing, is because we are sort of making it up as we go along, there is always the possibility that it might go wrong, and which is good. It's, you know, it's lovely. We, you know, we say, it's funny because, you know, often we come up afterwards and say, "What do you think? Was it better than Leeds, or was it? But, you know, how do you think it went?" And actually, when you feel that the audience is on your side and is willing you to get it right, it does help. And you can feel that, can't you? You can feel everybody wants it to work.
Well, that's what makes the silent film to live music so unique, because it's not like seeing the same film that was made, you know, in 1916. It's, you know, it's different every time, and it's organic. And we do feel, you feel the audience, you know, and which is really nice. And actually, that's what's more authentic about it than anything else. Because, you know, back in the day, the players did play to the audience quite often. Sometimes they would play to the audience rather than the film, yeah. And they really would because sometimes people came to see the musicians as much as they came to see the film. And we really don't do that. We really feel we want to try to serve the film. But you can feel, you know, if people are laughing in the right spots and all that, you feel like you're doing something right. And it's a kind of unique, organic experience.
Well done for getting to the word organic. I was groping for what I mean. But that was it. That was the one, yeah.
And Neil, finally, I just wanted to ask you, this is your fifth year in Bowness. Why do you keep coming back to Bowness? Why do you seem to love it so much?
I know reasons. All the reasons these guys have just said, really, is you've got a very loyal audience who obviously love what's happening here during these weekends. And also, I think it reminds you why you do the job. I mean, I play all over the world with movies, but I don't have half the fun that I have here, because there is just a lovely warm feel about it. All the staff and the techies are very, very easygoing. It's brilliantly well organised. Ali and Shona have done a fantastic job with making sure that everything is absolutely, you know, impeccably sorted. And I think more than anything else, you just come away going, oh, yeah, that's right, that's why I'm doing this. And it makes up for any number of times when you've sat in front of an audience who are just not that responsive, or done a show that you hate that. You know, yeah. It can very easily happen.
And does it get really tiring?
Yes.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? That's how well it's going. If it's dragging, you feel... I mean, there was one performance we did once of White Oak, in which I thought, this is taking a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's other times. No, but you know, you do.
It's funny, it is
partly the film, but it is also, you know, if you feel they're not going with it, it does feel. But most of the time, it's just you start and finish and you go, oh, it's gone. It's really, you know.
I think it's really indicative tonight, for instance. Not one second of that felt like hard work.
No, none of it did at all.
No, absolutely.
The five of us are all in the zone. We're all just playing
off the page.
Thoroughly enjoying. They're not even sure exactly where we are or what we're doing next. It's great. So, I mean, that's really why, I think, because you can pretty much guarantee that when you come up here. And there's very few places you can say that about.